This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, and certainly we thank everybody for what they're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there and find out all the great little things we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, as we go to hour two of the program, our thoughts and prayers are still with the folks in Waukesha, Wisconsin, as well as Kenosha, Wisconsin. And certainly I hope the Waukesha thing didn't have anything to do with what happened in Kenosha. We have no idea. We just know there's a person of interest in custody. They have definitely found the car that did this, no doubt about it. And the other thing is, we know now that five people are dead and at least 40 people were transported to the hospitals. Correct, Kyle?
That's right. 40 people injured, yes.
Okay. So our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to everybody, and we'll keep you abreast as we find out more. I don't think we're going to hear much of anything until tomorrow. I believe they said that the press conference was scheduled for 1 o'clock.
That's true, and the police also emphasized they didn't want to release any other information at this time, pending the notifications of next of kin.
Right.
And Captain, when those notifications involve children, it is just heartbreaking.
Right. And the only reason we know the casualty numbers is because the police put them out there for us to know. We don't know names, and we don't want to know the names. It's up to the police department to do their job. Okay, what the hell's going on in California, Kyle? 80 looters with ski masks on, with crowbars, attacked a California Nordstrom in Walnut Creek, which is over somewhere near San Francisco, I think.
That's right. It's a little east of Oakland, I believe, but it's in the Bay Area. And that's right. Some 80 different looters and robbers swarmed into, descended upon the Nordstrom store there in Walnut Creek. They had getaway cars waiting for them. And also, Captain, there was another line that was crossed. They came in, and at least one employee was pepper sprayed, and I think one or two other employees
were beaten up.
That's right, kicked and punched. And so this shows, number one, there's a conspiracy, obviously, among these individuals, of which I believe they have two to three people, I believe, in custody right now, and I think they even recovered a gun. But they definitely had a conspiracy to do this, and now a propensity to harm others as they go through and do this. It is really, in fact, the P.F. Chang's restaurant is right across from Nordstrom's in this shopping center, and the P.F. Chang's people said, look, we've locked the front doors. We are afraid the people are going to spill over and come in there as well, only because obviously there's a real fear factor for that when it's happening at that moment. That happened also in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive, which is considered to be a very nice, secure place here in Southern California. You had people going and trying to use sledgehammers to break into the Louis Vuitton store there. Also, the same thing happened at Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. Meanwhile, in Chicago, the Louis Vuitton store there, over $120,000 of merchandise was stolen from the Oakbrook Mall Louis Vuitton as people came in. It's all in security cameras as they swarm into the store and take everything in sight.
Well, a video loaded by a local NBC reporter said that she saw about 25 cars blocking the street before passengers rushed into the store en masse in an incident she could only describe as a flash mob robbery. Other footage showed officers arresting and handcuffing several suspected looters.
That's exactly right. And also at Walnut Creek is suburbia, basically. It's quite interesting that, of course, we're seeing these things targeted. Louis Vuitton stores seem to be, and I believe also in San Francisco, right after the Rittenhouse verdicts, later that night, that Louis Vuitton store was also looted by several individuals who ran in and cleaned out the place.
Well, where my mind immediately went with all this was when we got the BOLO a while ago to beware in the shopping centers.
Yes, very much so. You have to be on your guard. We're going to have a lot of people out in shopping centers, especially now this year, different from last year during the COVID, where it was much more intense. A lot of people are planning to go out to the local shopping malls, and I think you do have to be on your guard.
Yeah. And I think we're coming up on our break. Yeah, here it comes. I hear the music. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you a little something about Friday in terms of what the Democrats did and in terms of what we're already noticing. I noticed it over the weekend at the gun show I was at, plus the travels that I made around the area. A lot of people talking about the big, big, big mistake the Democrats just made. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Don't forget Mike Lindell and his staff, 1,500 strong, that work up there in Minnesota where they make the MyPillow products. And let's not forget that they've got a lot of different things there that you could use to warm somebody's heart and make somebody have a really happy Christmas. All you need to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. First of all, take a look at everything that's on the homepage. You'll see the prices there, and it'll say with your promo code, the prices, whatever. Now, these prices are marked down dramatically. And all you need to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN if you see something you like. But if you want to really, really see some specials, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a little logo link there. You click on it, it'll open up a window, and boom, there you are. You're on the Radio Listener Specials page. At least 24 or more items at insanely low prices, even lower than what was on the home page. So guess what? You use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, or the phone number 800-641-5459 on the website MyPillow.com. Now, they have a 60-day return policy. You can get anything you need. They have it in stock. It'll be at your house well before Christmas. And you can have fun hiding it, wrapping it, and having the games with the kids or your relatives or whoever you're going to do this, because there's something for everyone there. And I do mean that. Something for everyone. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Give them a call. And by the way, Kyle, I got my slippers on the way.
That's right. Actually, Mrs. Professor got was her birthday, and mm-hmm. she wanted the new slippers.
And I might as well say they're more like leisure shoes.
Right, right, because they have the great sole on the bottom of them, where you could literally wear them anywhere, and that caught her eye, and that's what's on the way for Mrs. Professor right now.
Well, on Friday, Kyle, only one Democrat and all the Republicans in the House voted against the largest expansion of social welfare and the most expensive bill in U.S. history while raising $1.5 trillion in taxes on all Americans while giving protections to millionaires. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Well, I mean, I know it was a big, huge, bad bill, but that's right. Yeah.
Now, this bill raises taxes on the middle class. It shifts jobs overseas. It promotes welfare without work and drastically expands the size and power of the federal government. Now, it's known as the Build Back Better plan, but we're going to call it the Build Back Broke plan because it also attacks pro-life protection that's been in place for over 40 years by discarding the very bipartisan Hyde Amendment. Remember that?
Oh, yes, the Hyde Amendment, yes.
That prevents taxpayer dollars from being used to fund on-demand abortions.
That's right, and that's something the American people, by and large, do not want to do.
You betcha. And in all of that is, if all of that's not offensive enough, Kyle, the bill provides amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants and Biden's historic border crisis, which, by the way, there are 200 to 300,000 people stretched out over several hundred miles on their way to the U.S. border right now. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's exactly right, yes.
Where currently 1.6 million illegals have already crossed the border just during Biden's presidency since January. Now, this radical legislation also declares war on our energy industries by taxing natural gas, which will destroy 90,000 jobs, cost the economy up to $9 trillion, and increase American household energy bills by about 30%. Now, I don't support this, and I don't think anybody listening to me does either, if they just do their homework and go and look and see what's involved in the Build Back Better bill. There is still time to do something about this. You can call your senator, because the House may have passed it. The Senate isn't, and I don't think they will, because Joe Manchin has got himself locked in, and one of the things that tells us that he's going to stay there is the poll he ran in his state.
But yes, you're absolutely right about that, and it showed, I think, 3-1 that people were not for this at all. And by the way, folks, that Senate number you can call is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. And you got to make your voice heard on this, because when it comes to the raising of the taxes on all these things and the getting rid of the Hyde Amendment and all these Democrat pet projects, you know, it's absolutely abominable.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Well, I do believe we got Ian waiting on the line. Is that you, Ian?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm going to do my 60 seconds with Ian, but I'm not going to yell, though. Build Back Better. Yeah, the plagiarist stole it from the British Labour Party, that concept. That was actually one of their slogans.
Correct.
Just like you stole the speech and plagiarized it back in the mid to late 80s from Neil Kinnock, who was then the British Labour Party leader. Expect more communism out of these idiots. And the Kenosha kid, he's not out of the woods yet. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Don't be surprised if Garfinkel and company are going to bring federal civil rights charges against him.
Correct.
They'll do the ultimate in jury tampering. They'll violate the double jeopardy clause. This government will do anything, and don't be surprised if this regime will try to... If you think this ends it, it's just the beginning, because they're mad now. They're mad that deep state globalist communists that run this place are mad that they lost in a court. And so they're going to set up their false flags and their entrapments, and their agents provocateurs are going to be out to entrap legitimate Second Amendment gun owners. And as for the looters with the Louis Vuitton running around all over the place, well, you know, that's what happens. And people are going to say I'm an extremist when I say what I'm about to say. Don't worry, I'm not going to curse. This is what happens from 1965 onward when you don't shoot down rioters and looters in the streets like we used to. Go back and look at the riots in the 1940s during World War II. Troops came and shot them down in the streets. Guess what? More lives were saved in the long run, and rioting didn't occur. How come we didn't have any riots for a long, long time until all of a sudden the 60s came? Because they're turning their pets loose. They're turning their street thugs loose. Remember, these rioters indirectly are supported by the Democratic left. Don't ever forget that. And one other thing, insurance. Everybody says, oh, remember BLM and Antifa last year? Oh, don't worry, insurance pays for it. Wrong. You pay for it. Mm-hmm. I got two town cars. My insurance went up on both of them. No accidents, no claims. My homeowner's insurance went up. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Look at your insurance. It's going up across the board. Mm-hmm. You're paying for those burned out blank holes that happened last year. Because what do? They socialize the losses, meaning they spread it out over the entire pool, and they privatize the profits. So thanks, BLM and Antifa. Thanks for the insurance increase. Bye.
Yep. I was going to say he took his 60 seconds and stretched it into 3 minutes, but that's all right.
Right. Well, Ian raises some interesting points.
Yeah.
And, of course, obviously, there's not going to be, violence in the streets of doing that kind of thing. But I would simply say that rioters today do not fear any consequences, legal consequences, from their actions.
No.
And also, the Democrat Party elite seem to be able, Captain, to finagle the idea of turning these things on and turning them back off again. Especially, we noticed that when the riots began to really get out of hand and it was suddenly realized this is starting to hurt us politically, we have to stop this now.
Now, Richard, a Marine, just chimed in from Oregon. He says, hello, Captain and Mr. Kyle. It's clear tonight here. Rain Monday afternoon. Low tonight, 42 degrees. Semper Fi, Richard.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Yep. And it's a little colder than what I want to see it, but we'll get some of that cold stuff somewhere along the line before the winter's over down here for 1 or 2 days.
Well, that's right. That's right.
All it does is help the oranges build up their sugar content. They call it. It builds up the brick in the oranges.
Yes.
And the grapefruit, for that matter.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, when we come back, I want to definitely give some Thanksgiving thoughts out there based on a couple of things that I noticed yesterday. And we're also going to tell you about last week's poll, some of the things that are out there that you probably haven't heard about or don't know about. We've got all the numbers right here, the latest from the Rasmussen Reports polling service. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. And your turn to call. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. Multiple fatalities, some reports saying at least 5 people are confirmed dead and dozens more injured, and those numbers are expected to rise still after an SUV plowed into a holiday parade. Amanda Avila says she's still trying to process the tragedy she witnessed.
I heard that some of the priests from our local church were injured, and they haven't confirmed names or identities.
Police say they've recovered the vehicle and one person's in custody, but they've been tight-lipped about that part of the investigation so far. The cinematographer who was shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust was laid to rest this weekend. Helena Hutchins' ashes interred in a private ceremony with friends and family, and this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4...
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I will take it away, Mr. Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, most of you know that I've been taking Relief Factor for the better part of 6 years now. I took it after I got rid of, sick and tired of taking Mobic and Flexerol, which had side effects to it. And I said, nope, I had enough of this. So I decided to take a leave, and I literally was taking a leave by the handful because that's what it took to get rid of my pain and my swelling and whatnot that I had. So I stumbled onto Relief Factor, heard of the radio advertisement one day, and there it was, and away I went. Now, the thing about Relief Factor is why it works for me is the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 target the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got the pain going on right now. For example, if I have back pain and maybe my shoulder's hurting me and my foot is acting up too, guess what? This doggone stuff will take care of all three of those problems. Don't ask me why, don't ask me how, but it does. Because once you get it in your system, it's in your system. It's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, the best part about it is, it works. It works for me, and it's worked for tens of thousands of other people, too. So, $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95. You can get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. The website again, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, the 3-week quick start, and away you go. I'm telling you, get started on it. It'll solve any problems you got as when it comes to just that nagging, annoying pain that you can't seem to get rid of. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Thanksgiving is coming up, right?
Oh, yes.
So, first of all, I'd like to give thanks and blessing to everyone this Thanksgiving 2021. We have a lot to be thankful for, but at the same time, we need to realize some truths. Now, Joe Biden's reckless economic policies have led to record inflation, and we're all paying the price this Thanksgiving. The price for a 15-pound turkey, Kyle, and I did some research on this, so I know what I'm talking about. The price of a 15-pound turkey is up 27%. At Costco, a pumpkin pie is up 17%. A 3-pound bag of russet potatoes is up 13%. A 2-pound bag of carrots is up 47%. Apples happen to be up 6.7%. Cranberries are up 5.2%. And biscuits are up 4.8%. Fact of the matter is, folks, many people on fixed incomes can't afford to have a traditional family Thanksgiving fest in the sense of what they've had before. So, go ahead.
Or as I said, yeah, and what a terrible thing that is. Absolutely.
Now, for all of that, folks, you can thank one person. You can thank Joe Biden for the most expensive Thanksgiving meal in history. But we can also give thanks for having our health and knowing that we, the people, are coming back to the voting booths in 2022 to take our country back. And let me tell you something. For the destructive forces that are at work on the left side of the aisle right now, you better hope and pray, because you're going to see the wrath of the Lord God Almighty coming at you. Mark my words.
Yes, and when we see, Captain, these prices, these are significant jumps in prices, and we see inflation in all sectors. We're seeing it over anything that people's daily lives. It can't be hidden. And here's another important thing, too. It can't be explained away. But mm-hmm. they do try, and they do try to, they even kind of use this tactic as well. It's kind of like, well, we don't even know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Well, why is this even happening? And they really believe that, you see, if they wanted to attack mm-hmm. a Republican president about it, they'd say he's not doing enough. But they're actually out there trying to make us believe there's nothing Joe Biden can do.
Well, President Biden ended the polling week again with a daily job approval rating stuck at 41%. I'm surprised it's not lower than that after he got a couple of 36 and 38 point approval ratings last week, but maybe it'll drop this week. Now, have the FBI and Federal Department of Justice become politically weapons, political weapons to be used against President Joe Biden's opponents, Kyle?
Well, that's certainly what they want them to be. But
do you think they have?
Well, in some ways, yes. I think even the microcosm of that is what we saw happen in Kenosha. But that wasn't a federal issue at all. But we do see how politics can greatly influence things. But also, and of course, now what's going to happen? We've got to go after some kind of federal charges against Rittenhouse, and on it will go. It'll never stop. Because once they believe that they have the power to investigate you or to smear you or to arrest you, that intimidates you. And so talk about attacking our democracy. This is one of the ways that they actually do that.
Well, the vast majority of the voters agree that they are coming after people, especially after seeing the targeting of Trump advisor Steve Bannon and conservative journalist James O'Keefe, not to forget about the Rittenhouse trial. Now, most gun owners also don't want the U.S. government compiling information on Americans who own firearms and believe that this will lead to weapons being confiscated whenever they want to do it.
Well, precisely, precisely. It's always a whittling away. And by the way, they don't seem to be wanting to compile information on illegal gun owners or people who go out and do crime and so forth. You know, I know I'm sort of painting with a broad brush, but they don't seem to be quite as interested, Captain, in catching bad guys as they do making it harder for law-abiding citizens to own guns and protect themselves.
And, of course, the midterm elections now less than a year away. Republicans have a double-digit lead in most polls, and one poll over the weekend. It was a 30-point lead to recapture the control of Congress.
And I think the Democrats will keep doing what they're doing. I don't think they're going to have some kind of revelation and they're going to, oh my goodness, we really have to change what we're doing. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think there's a real sort of civil war going on in the Democrat Party after the Down with America squad and their ilk, you know, came in and colonized into the party so that they could use it as their own apparatus, basically. But I don't think there's going to be any major changes. The Republicans just need to stick with moving forward and saying, look, here's where this is all messing up, and we're going to be able to put it back the way that it should be. And one of those things is to stop the Build Back Better bill, by the way.
Okay, well, my friend George up in Minnesota is saying something here. Thanksgiving. This must have something to do with feeding turkeys Acme Roadrunner food.
Right.
Okay, that's George chiming in for tonight.
Yep.
All right, good morning to you, George, and I hope you're staying warm up there.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, George.
Mm-hmm. You know, the big thing about all of this is you can joke a little bit, you can kid around a little bit, you can do whatever, but this is damned important stuff right now, folks. We're talking about the future of everybody that's listening to this show, everybody's lives, everybody's families, everything pertaining to whatever it is that's being done. We need to wake up and smell the darn roses, and we need to do it like now.
Absolutely, because it's going to be too late very, very soon. We see the direction. And by the way, Captain, I think it's important to note that anybody who actually did vote for Joe Biden, they did not vote for Joe Biden, by and large, to have him do what he's doing or to have this kind of legislation. There is no mandate for this. There was no expectation for this kind of thing. It's only what I kind of call the Down with America squad. This is what they want because they know that it actually makes things worse, not better.
By the way, I want to say hello to Margie, who's out in California right now. She normally is over here on this side of the planet, if you will, but she's out there spending time with her son, her Marine son, out there at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, very nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I've been to Pendleton several occasions and so forth, and sometimes, especially as you go down the 5 freeway, you see him out there doing some training sometimes.
Amphibious landings.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And what's one of the slogans? No beach too far, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. thing. And they'll get there. They'll get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Here comes the music. So, folks, we'll be right back with more from the Captain's America Third Watch. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is coming up. And as I told you in the last hour, the weather's subject to change, and we're going to take a look right now. And there are some changes in the pattern right now. Oh, boy. You aren't going to like them. All right. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Somewhere down the road away.
with you by my side. I'm satisfied. Well, it's alright.
Alrighty, that's the Traveling Wilburys, End of the Line, and that was recorded on a train, Kyle.
Well, that's right, and it definitely has a train beat to it. That's exactly a train beat, and that's back from 1988, Captain, and hearing that, and of course with Tom Petty gone and George Harrison gone as well, and Roy Orbison, it's very poignant, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's take a look at the weather. You got stuff to talk about out west, and boy, I got plenty to talk about back east now.
Well, that's right, Captain. What we're watching tonight, of course, out west, is we're watching some winter weather advisories up near Seattle, and also freezing fog advisory. Now, this is along I-84. It's in central southern Washington, central northern Oregon, so be aware of that. And then also a dense fog advisory that starts south of Portland, Oregon, on Interstate 5 down towards Eugene. Now, in northern California, frost advisory near Eureka. Also a freeze warning in there as well. This is going to be north of Willits, so be careful of that. And then dense fog through the California Central Valley. This starts up around Stockton, coming down Interstate 5 in that area, but also down California 99 through Merced, Fresno, down to Bakersfield. The I-5 corridor north of Los Angeles continues with high wind warnings, red flag warning going on, probably persisting on into Monday, late Monday or so, so be careful of that. Also, high wind warning near Elk Mountain along I-80 in Wyoming. We've also got some red flag warnings near Cheyenne over into Nebraska and also down near Colorado Springs, Colorado, down I-25. Rounding it out, winter weather advisory near Missoula, Montana tonight, Captain.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're traveling anywhere along, starting later today, I-90, probably I-80, I-81, let me see here, what else we got in here, I-75 in Michigan, I-65, let's see, I-94 going up. Oh, well, let's put it this way. The Great Lakes are going to become the not-so-Great Lakes because the Lake Effect Snow Machine is going to be kicking in all across the area. Now, we've already got some snow starting to kick in down around Syracuse, off Lake Ontario, and up around Watertown up off Lake Ontario. We do have a winter storm watch across I-90 from just east of Rochester all the way over to Buffalo and beyond to the state line. We also have the possibility for lake effect snow to start a little bit later today along the coastline from just east of Toledo all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania. And the snow right now in the upper peninsula of Michigan is just now starting to kick in. We also have got some freezing cold temperatures, and I mean a hard freeze is in store tonight right now. For, once again, Alabama, all across the central part of Alabama, whether you're on I-20 or coming up I-85 out of Montgomery or up on I-65 running straight up through Birmingham, you're going to be in that hard freeze area. We've got a dense fog advisory down from just east of Pensacola all the way over to the Mississippi line with some scattered areas of fog that'll take you all the way over to New Orleans. And then when you get over into Texas along the coastline, scattered areas of fog all the way down to the Mexican border. And let's not forget tonight, we've also got a lot of rain down along Brownsville on up towards Eagle Pass and South Florida tonight. If you're traveling I-95, I-75, the Alligator Alley Expressway down there, you're going to have dense fog down there as well. And one last little area, it looks like we might have some freezing fog right now in parts of Georgia, Brunswick, up towards Savannah, and we've got a heavy frost advisory from Savannah up through South Carolina. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, so be advised up there in the Northland. the snow is coming. It's going to be an interesting several days up there with the lake effect machine kicking in right there off the Great Lakes. Okay, we're going to go to Denise Simon from Founders Code right now. Obviously, the story that we've been watching all night long, we're finally getting some numbers in. Don't like the numbers. Five people dead, confirmed dead, 40 injured. There may be more people in the hospital that may not make it. This was a horrible incident that happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah, and those numbers sadly may change because they don't know how many people yet. I think they're still trying to cultivate those numbers that were driven to the hospital on their own or by somebody else that drove them to the hospital and didn't use an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So that could in fact change too. Now, we know that they have seized the automobile, which was a red Ford Focus, I think.
Escape.
Escape, thank you. And it was found parked at a boarded up house. So it has been taken to a crime lab already. We don't know who owned that vehicle, but it is, in fact, recovered. They do have a suspect now. They've gone from a person of interest to suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there was ID that was found in the car, in the Ford Escape, and the person that they took into custody had the key to the vehicle on him.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a name. I do have the age. I do know that this person has a very long rap sheet.
Wonderful.
But I'm actually not going to use it, say the name, until such time that it can be confirmed. I've seen a lot of confirmations, but until it's official, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I understand, and I've seen a name too, but I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea about the impression that you might take from this. And a lot of people are saying, well, was this terrorism? Was this an act of terrorism? Well, we don't know yet.
Well,
it was intentional, I'll say that much.
It was clearly intentional. I've seen many, many videos. It was clearly intentional.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back right after the top of our news as we dive into this a little deeper. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.